You should come out and see the debates this Sunday. Some of the best debaters in North America. You can volunteer or go for free. It's the Gender Minorities Debating Championships. The UBC Debate Society secured the bid to host the North American Women and Gender Minorities Debating Championships this year, after a vote by 22 institutions around the continent. They will be welcoming participants from all debating societies around North America, as well as all members of the UBC community. The tournament final will occur at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 19th at the UBC Alumni Center. All are invited to come watch some of the best intervarsity debaters in North America.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. We play all sorts of drum and bass, D&B, jungle for the first part of the show. On the second part of the late night show, we play lots of ambient sounds or any irritating type of noise that goes bump in the night or any type of new age music that you hear on other stations. Only it's better here on CITR. Or any other case for that matter. If you're out and about and you want to hear something that is really groovy and stuff, then check out the late night show here on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming us online at CITR.ca. We broadcast right about after Friday night, Saturday mornings at 12:30 in the morning, just right after the medicine show hosted by Jason Lawrence. You can email me on request or any drum and bass you like to hear, or any local D&B. If you are a drum and bass person that you want to share on the radio or on CITR, the email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Hello, this is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler, and this is Radio Zero. Where are we at here? Thanks, Dan, for $20 donated to Fund Drive 2017. I suppose we're still doing that. We've got about 27,000 of our goal. I'm not sure if it's been updated since I've been here, because I know that there's been some donations flowing in still, but it should be around 27,000 bucks so far. So we're doing good. We've got our, you know what, I'll get back to that in a little while, because I don't have my, okay, let's just do it. Let's just do it, all right? All right. So we've got our, where is the Fund Drive finale happening tonight? At the Polish Hall. I'll get into the details about that in the next break. I just kind of got in the studio here and I want to get settled first, I suppose. If you want to get a hold of me, you can through Twitter at Radio Zero Radio. Or you can, I guess, Facebook me, or hit me up on the Instagram. Fetch Lives. Also, that's also my personal Twitter handle in case you want to, slide into my DMs. You can do so at Fetch Lives. But yeah, want to get a hold of us, you can at Radio Zero Radio or at CITR Radio if you want to talk to the station directly and be like, Tyler's an idiot. Or we love Tyler. Here's $10 to Tyler. Or to the station because of Tyler. We'll do that. So I'm just gonna get into some tunes for the first little bit. Let me know you're listening. hit up at Radio Zero Radio, slide into my DMs, whatever works for you, and we'll get the shout-outs flowing, you know. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny side up.
You're tuned in to CITR's annual Fun Drive. This year, we're inviting our community to shape your media just the way you like it by donating to CITR. CITR is a not-for-profit that provides media access and training to the Lower Mainland. Without fundraising, CITR couldn't keep the station running. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Make a pledge now or during your favorite program to receive a special show prize by calling 604-822-8648. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. And to celebrate our community's generosity, CITR is throwing a Fundrive finale at the Polish Community Center Friday, March 17th. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think we
can. Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like
on Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's Fun Drive.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities.
You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m.
Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
20 seconds. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word, courage. If I've got courage.
You're strong.
No, I'm going off to war.
Brave.
Yes. Ding. The next word, I'm not old. I'm
new.
Yes. So brave, new.
Brave, new.
I've got zits. I've got
spots. Pimples. Dot.
Yes. And then the last one, I'm not going out to the ocean.
.com.
No, next. Keep going. I'm not going to the ocean.
Net,
I'm going to the.
.ca.
CA. Yes. Brave New Playwrights. It's a theater festival. Bravenew.ca.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler. This is Radio Zero, broadcasting live from the basement of the Nest, which is the new Student Union building at the University of British Columbia on the west side of Vancouver, Canada. Pretty far west. And it's Nest Fest today, I believe. The Fest in the Nest, which is, the Nest is, as I said, the new Student Union building out at UBC. Right next to that hill that used to be out front of the old Student Union building is kind of where they built the Nest. The hill, I can still see it outside the window of the station here out of Studio A, which is where I am situated. We have three studios here in CITR, and yeah, you can see out into the the main, what do you call this, atrium, I guess, of the Nest building from Studio A. We're in the basement, right at the bottom. I think I was talking to Christine and Quinn, who hosts Fresh Slice, earlier today, and we think that the entire Student Union building, the Nest, might be heated from CITR. Because there's no thermostats anywhere in the building, and we don't see any other sources of heating, but there's a bunch of heating vents in CITR, and boy, it's hot in here all the time. So we think that all the heat for the building comes into here and then blows out of CITR like a baseboard heater, something like that. So shout out to engineering. Way to go, guys. You did it. I'm sure the heating bills are pretty low in the building, all told. But it's really hot in here, and can we get a thermostat? Yeah. All right. What do we hear there? We heard some Other People Place right at the end of that last set there, which Lifestyles of Laptop Cafe just got reissued on Warp about a month or two ago, perhaps. So get out there and try and buy it. It's probably sold out, but you can probably get an overpriced copy on Discogs. Woo! Before that, we heard, let's see here, JTC, we heard King of, or The Looking Glass, rather, sorry. And that was off of a Creme Jack 12-inch JTC versus 2AM FM, which is, 2AM FM is DeMarc Cantu and JTC. So that's interesting. Before that, we heard Route 8. I'm not sure what you heard there. Slim City, maybe, I think. Off of the Mental Murder EP. We heard some Fett Burger. Before that, we heard, I don't know, O-Step Dream Mix, maybe? I don't know. These records are confusing. We heard Cabaret Voltaire before that. Easy Life, the 12-inch version off of the Easy Life record. We heard some Club No-No prior to all that. No-No 4A, perhaps? Going to go with that. And started the show off with Ambien Baby, AB2, off of the new Normal's Welcome Various 01 EP with ESB, Ambien Baby, Paranomasiac, and Metropolitan Soul Museum. Great record. Shout out to Daniel R. for hooking me up with that. Daniel R. and Sophie, who is DTiff, DTiffany, are Ambien Baby. So yeah, played their track on the show today. And Normal's Welcome. If you've been listening to this show for, I don't know, by any chance, if you're listening to this show for the past 12 years, remember us, we've been playing like Shout Out, 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 Out from since forever on the program. And those are the guys that started the record label Normal's Welcome. And yeah, they're out there doing really, really good stuff these days. So shout out to Nick and JC Jace over at Normal's Welcome. And Clint and everyone else in the band. Way to go, dudes. Keep it up. Let's get into some more, I don't know, what are you playing after the rest of this show here? More minimal synth kind of stuff, maybe? We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. Shout out to Levi. And RJ. And David and Holly. And Steve and Audia. And Matisse. And shout out to Kaylee. And shout out to Nicole. Shout out to Parker. I don't know. You're probably working. Hope everyone's having a great day today. Yeah. Let's So let's play some more music here. This is Radio Zero on CITR.
Thank you. Dismissed.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's wrong? What's wrong? Hey, what's wrong?